So we're at the IBSA World Games 2023. We've got some of the guys here from the Team GB Judo squad. How's the past couple of days been?
Oh, check out them. Yeah, the past couple of days have been really strong for the team in terms of the preparation. We were ready going into the event. We really felt like we were going to take over the world. Unfortunately, we didn't live up to our expectations of ourselves. We did really well. Skelly here had some really great performances. Unfortunately, lost in the bronze. Evan absolutely fought his heart out, and the rest of us put out what we could on the day, which sometimes is enough. Unfortunately, this time it wasn't. But the event itself has been fantastic. What they put on and what they've achieved has been really good.
I think the team should be proud of themselves and what they've done. I think everyone's done really well. It's just, sadly, yeah, as Jack says, this wasn't our day. But we live and we move on.
You're up against some pretty tough competition. Is it getting harder?
Yeah, the sport is growing. The depth is growing. And that's what you want. You want the depth to grow and get people coming on who do push you. So, yeah, it is really good that we, you know, the quality in the categories are getting harder. For us, we need to get better and kind of move with the categories.
Connor, it's a massive event here today. You know, there's lots more to go as well. I know the guys have been looking ahead to the Paralympics. What do you do next? How do you sort of come back from this and prep again?
As Jack said, the preparation was fantastic. And I think we need to remember that and try to do the same or improve upon that preparation. And as we've discussed as well, the depth of the competition is increasing and the quality is very high compared to what it used to be, say, 20 years ago when VI Judo started to become a thing. So we just need to keep getting better, keep learning and keep studying, and we will get what we want, and what we know we can achieve.
Evan, although you know you guys didn't get the results you were hoping for, there still seems to be a lot of positivity among you.
Yeah, massively, because at the end of the day, we may not got the results that we wanted, but I think for everybody, it was a positive performance. For Skelly over there, it was a positive performance because he overcame some barriers. So did I, and so did Kirsten. Jack, he's been out for a very long time, so he's still on a return to play. So for him just to be here on the mat and back with the team after so long out has just been an amazing feel. And Connor, he's still in his development, but he is definitely going to get there, and hopefully at the next event we'll be able to get a little bit of redemption from here, but we keep moving.
Kirsten, we spoke at the start of the event, and you know, you're relatively new to competitive judo. You guys have done incredibly well here. I think everyone seems to be positive about the performance anyway. It's great you can take all that. What do you look to next?
More training. Do better next time.
I know I've asked some of you this kind of before, but you know, you are all coming together as a team and a family to get past all this, aren't you?
Yeah, big time. They're all like brothers. Really annoying. Wonderful brothers.
Well, listen, guys, we appreciate you all taking the time to chat with us, and we'll continue to follow your progress. But thanks for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.